evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Group Marketing Conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. One of the best trainers in all of Legal Shield is going to be sharing some valuable information. I know somebody I'm extremely looking forward to hearing from myself, but what a remarkable time to be involved and associated with Legal Shield. What a better way to explode your business this summer with the phenomenal promotions the company has going on right now. You can really expand your professional business, your personal team building business with the $75 associate fee promotion. What a great opportunity. It's something I really hope you guys really take advantage of. And of course, the 3x15 promotion is still going on. So guys, you know, you really need to embrace these promotions. You can really set yourselves up, your teams up, to have phenomenal success. You know, you create the momentum in the summer months, and then this fall, it literally will explode. And that's whether you're team building, your employee benefits, the professional B2B market, whatever the case may be, that the groundwork we laid through the summer months really sets the tone to have a phenomenal end of the year. So with that, really excited. Just a few short weeks away from our More Success Team family team retreat at the beautiful Gaylord Texan in Grapevine, Texas, July 24th through the 26th. If you haven't made that commitment to get registered for that event, you need to do so as quickly as possible. Just go to moresuccessteam.com. You know, it's going to be about a year and a half of Super Saturdays and regionals all rolled up into one. We're going to have the our CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Rip Mason, will be there. Mr. Alan Fernley will be there. Mr. Patrick Hodges will be there. Kathy Pinson will be there. Multiple ring earners and Millionaire Club members from all the Moores, and Miss Stephanie Moore is going to be doing a phenomenal. She's never really done this before, but just exclusively for our team. Her presentation and training from stage, so you guys will be able to record that and take that back to your marketplaces. And, you know, Mr. Jimmy Parrish and Miss Linda Bowden, and if I start naming names, Mr. Jeff Hughes, and just ringer after ringer, Millionaire Club after Millionaire Club are pouring their hearts and their souls into you guys over the course of a couple of days. We're going to have a great time. We're going to go to the Texas Ranger baseball game. We have a phenomenal banquet to kick things off with. Just a really, really awesome time, great team building and bonding time, but a better way for us to just come together and take our business to the next level. So really need to make that commitment. Couldn't be more excited about the lineup. Couldn't be more excited about who's going to be training. We've got the best, brightest and the best from all Legal Shield going to be pouring their hearts and their souls into you guys for the next over those couple of days there. It's going to be just a great, great time. So go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered ASAP. And with that, we'll go ahead and get things kicked off tonight and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner, a platinum executive director. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. You know, I can't wait to hear from tonight's special group trainer. He definitely is a favorite of mine. Of course, the whole More Success Team. So it's my pleasure to go ahead and introduce someone to introduce him. And to give him a proper introduction, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, of course, a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director, who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I certainly am, Randy, and it's exciting times. I think what exciting month June is. You know, so many people getting married, starting their life off fresh and new and everything. The kids are being able to still get out in the yard and play and hit the swimming pools. The grass is getting getting green and people's willing to spend a little money because they're feeling great, they're getting ready to go on vacations. And what better time to tell them about our service? What better time to tell them what we do can help them, whether they're at home or on vacation, what we can do for them? It's a great time for marketing. It's a great time for recruiting. A lot of these people are going to go out and spend their savings practically for a vacation. They're going to need to replenish that. They're going to be willing to work a little harder to make a little extra cash. We can show them how they can do that and how they can build a retirement. What a great thing, Randy, that is. And Jeremy was mentioning all the people and all the training. That is all wonderful and good. But, you know, I was talking to Mr. Tony Barkley, and one of the good things is going to come out of this, since it's exclusive, smaller group, there are going to be a lot of people that will be able to sit down face-to-face and pick people's brains, like the Jimmy Parrishes, the Jeff Hugheses, the Tony Barkleys, and Linda Bowdens. They picked all those people's brain and go home with so much valuable information that while we need every convention we can get, at a convention, you don't have time for that. You don't have that one-on-one. And this is going to be the time for, so more or less, a family gathering, and I'm really looking forward to it. Now then, Randy, I want to introduce this next young man. I just kind of adopted him into the family. He's used to shoe horses for a living. My dad did the same thing, but he's just a real fine Christian man. He's a family man. He's one of the most hardest working, industrious young men I've ever met. That's saying a whole lot, because I've met a few people along the way. You know, he's a $250,000 ring earner. He's in the millionaire club. He's always in a performance club, which I think anybody that's in this business should be in the performance club. He's always in the Power 20. Our friend and a great trainer on not only helping our team, but helping all teams across America, Mr. Mark Sakin.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I really do appreciate that kind introduction. It's always a pleasure to be on this call, because I do feel like I'm part of your team.
You are, my friend.
Well, you know, all of the Moores have always treated me wonderfully from the first time I met all of you guys. You guys have always treated me great, even though the fact that I wasn't recruited by somebody in your organization, you treated me as if I was. And I just think that's huge and says a lot, you know, about character and just people that got the right stuff, if you know what I mean. So with that said, I'm excited about being on the call tonight. And what's interesting, I had been thinking about, actually I just got back to the house a few minutes ago, jumped in the shower. I went on a 19.5-mile bike ride today, and I've been riding my bike anywhere from 3 to 4 times a week if the weather's good. And I'll go anywhere from 10 to 20 miles, 22 miles. And, you know, I consistently do that. And as I was thinking about and talking to Jimmy, texting Jimmy, you know, about what I was, Jimmy Parrish, about what I could really talk about tonight that would really be helpful to some of the folks on the call, I really need to go back to, you know, what I've done. I've been in the business 10.5 years now. And, you know, like some of you on the call, I really didn't get started right away. You know, I was recruited January 3rd of 2003, and it was nearly 6 months before I went to a weekly briefing, a Super Saturday. I hadn't recruited anybody. I hadn't sold anything. I didn't even go through, you know, the training materials that the company sent to me back in that day and time. But once I – and so I say that to say this to you, if you haven't gotten started, you know, if you've been in for a while, you've been in 6 months, 6 years, whatever it is, it's not too late to start doing this business. Number two, when I got in, I really didn't know if there was really any money to be made in the business. I mean, honestly, I got in the business because a friend of mine was in it and I wanted to help him. And after I opened up my first group, I'll never forget, I got my first check of about $3,000 as a brand new producing associate. And I remember showing that check to my wife and I said, wow, this might be a real opportunity. Because at this point, I had no idea that it was a real opportunity. I didn't even know if the lawyers were any good or if they even answered the phone when you called, because I hadn't even used the membership. So If I could say anything to you, is that, you know, use your membership, number one, so you can believe in the product. You know, Wilburn Smith used to say, the best sale you'll ever make is when you sell yourself. And I really believe that. And, you know, once I started using the membership and the money started coming in, I started going, huh, this might be a real opportunity. And so even today, you know, 10.5 years down the road, people ask me, actually it's 11 years down the road, isn't it? Sorry, I'm still behind a little bit. 11.5 years down the road. People ask me, you know, Mark, what do you do on a daily basis? And the number one thing I can say to you is I'm consistent. When I got started in the business, I burned the candle at both ends and the middle. I was going to weekly briefings, Super Saturdays, conventions, everything the company did, and I was recruiting, I was doing group marketing, I was doing small business sales, I was doing PBRs at people's houses. And I was doing every aspect of the business that I could. And as you can see now, I've kind of migrated into what I like most and where I'm most comfortable, which is group marketing. But I can honestly tell you, by doing all those things, it really helped me to learn the business, learn the product, and be exceptionally good, not tooting my own horn, but be exceptionally good at communicating the service and what the service will do and believing in it, because I was hearing story after story. I wasn't out here by myself, but I was literally hearing what people were doing. And I did that for several years. And, you know, now if you were to follow me around on a daily basis and on a weekly basis, you know, you would, and if you followed me around back when I got started, you'd say, Mark, you don't work near as hard as you used to. And that's true. I really don't, because I don't have to. And this is what I was telling my wife earlier this week, and I was even telling another friend about it, that, you know, after 11 years in the business, I have enough cash flow, residual income every month, that I can pay all my bills, whether I sell a membership or not. But I still stay Players Club. I'm still executive director qualified for I don't know how many years. I think I missed it one month in all these years I've been in. That doesn't mean it won't accidentally happen, but I continually, consistently do the activity that keeps bringing enrollment opportunities. What is that activity? I keep small groups in the pipeline. I do have a few big groups. I mean, I've opened up several thousand employee groups, but that's not what has made me a living and made me, you know, a multiple millionaire over this 10-year period. What has generated that income is selling those small groups, because when you chase those elephants, it's hard to knock them down. It takes a long time. And, you know, I've wasted a lot of time chasing elephants myself. When I've chased smaller groups, you know, those 20 to 50 man groups, I consistently close deals because I'm talking to the decision maker. I'm talking to HR directors, and they feel the pain of dealing with employee personal issues. And when they're able to hand those employees off to a law firm that can consult with those employees, help them deal with their personal problems, they love the membership. And, you know, I actually, honestly, you know, I'm really living the dream, because I now own two homes. I own a home, and I don't mean rent property. I own a home here in Texas where I've always had a place, and now I have a place in Colorado Springs. And I was up there for the winter, and do you think Mark Seguin was just going to sit there and not do anything for the winter? Oh, no. I didn't know anybody. I'm in a brand-new place, but I've already begun to open up groups up there. I've opened up several groups. I guess what I started with? I started with 15 to 30-man groups. And once I opened up one, I said to them, if I do a good job talking to your employees today, would you be willing to give me three businesses here in town that have employees that you think their employees could use this service? And they said, yes, we will. And at the end of the presentation, after I gathered up those applications, one of the companies was a heating and air conditioning company. There was 30 employees there. I gathered up 15 applications. That's the new 1895 plan and the new identity theft plan. I walked into the owner's wife, who was also the HR director, and I said, did I meet or exceed your expectations? She said, you did a fantastic job. And she said, let me get my little book out so I can give you three names. And she gave me three names of companies. And I went to one of those companies, and he was really a little bit small. He only had five employees. They were all contract employees. And guess what I ended up selling him? I sold him a $75 business plan, and I sold him a personal legal plan. Both of those were the new – well, it was the new legal plan, you know, the one that has the different coverages in it. And then he gave me a couple of referrals, and I've all of a sudden now – I've got this list of companies that I'm calling on, and one of those companies ended up having about 250 employees, and they're talking about doing this in October during open enrollment. I've got another company that has about 60 employees. I have another company that just came in today. I'm going to be meeting with them next week. They have about 300, but I'm not chasing those large ones. You know what I'm doing? I continue to chase those small ones. And it's all different kinds, you know. I mean, there's some dealerships I'm chasing, some plumbing companies, some construction companies. I mean, it's just whatever I can get to, you know. I try to meet with different organizations in town and let them know what I do. And I really haven't worked that hard, not like I did 10 or 11 years ago when I got started. You know, for the first 6 or 8 years really of doing this business, if I didn't sell something this week, I couldn't pay my bills at the end of the week. I had to consistently sell thousands of dollars a month in Legal Shield to pay my bills because I raised a wife and five kids, you know, and we've always needed several, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a month to pay our bills. And so I had to consistently produce that. And, you know, you may think, well, what motivated me to do that? What motivated me was the fear of not being able to pay bills and put food on the table for my family. And that's what dragged me out of bed in those days. And you know what? And it still drags me out of bed today in that I've got kids going off to college. I've got grandbabies. And, you know, I may sleep in a little longer these days than I did then because I can. But what gets me out of bed is I go, you know what? I got to keep putting groups in the pipeline for tomorrow, for next month, 6 months from now, a year from now, because I want to continue to grow this thing. I'm only, you know, 46 years old. I'm not ready to retire. I think retirement means you're dead. And until I die, I'm going to be producing and doing something that I can look back at what I did today. So, you know, I would say consistency and persistency. Constantly doing something that is getting results over and over and over will bring success. Now, doing the same thing over and over and over and you're not getting results, you know, everybody knows that's the definition of insanity. But if you look at some of us that have been here a while and, you know, look at the Jimmy Parrishes, look at the Jeremy Moores, I mean, look at all the people that have been out here doing group for all these years and have, you know, we've done a lot of groups. We've had days that weren't successful. I mean, I still do, believe it or not. I've gone to a brand new group, you know, 13, 14 people show up and did an enrollment and nobody signed up. But you know what? There's always a carrot out there in front of me because I know the next group will be different. Because we have those days. We have those days where things don't go well. But if we put enough of those groups in the pipeline, do you think that one enrollment where I didn't do real well is going to stop me from getting to the next group where I'm going to have, you know, 40 out of 50 sign up? I'm not going to let that one group steal my business from me. So being consistent, being persistent, and not chasing that one group. If somebody says no, say, okay, next, go on to the next one and come back to them later, but focus on some other positive stuff. Don't let that one steal your joy. Don't let that one steal your business. One of the first businesses I went into, I say one of the first, probably the first 10 businesses, one of the first 10 when I got started, and then I'll be done. When I got started, the guy looked at me. He had about 100 employees. It was a medical facility. He looked at me like I was actually stupid, and he said some things to me that hurt my feelings. Literally, I went out to the truck, and I was fighting back tears. He hurt my feelings so bad. And I sat there for a few minutes, you know, talking to myself, going, Mark, are you out of your mind? Who's going to buy legal from you? What do you know about legal? You're a horseshoer. I went through this whole, you know, the self-talk that was putting myself down for a few minutes, and then I went, wait a minute. You know, I'm a child of the creator of the universe. I am somebody, and God has led me to this business, and that guy has no clue what he's talking about. I feel sorry for his employees, and I went on to my next appointment. And when I walked into that next appointment, I only got halfway through it, and it scared me because the lady I was doing the presentation to, she stopped me and said, Mark, please stop. And I was like, oh, no, here it goes again. You know, now I'm gun shy. And she goes, can you wait a minute? I want to go get my boss because this is so good. I want my boss to hear this because we need this bad. Long story short, that was like a Tuesday. By Friday, I was enrolling that particular group. You know, and if I had allowed that other group to steal my business from me, I wouldn't be here today. And then one little other thing, about 5 years later, that guy that chased me out of that group and nearly made me cry, he got fired, and I ended up getting the group. So just a little bit of joy come out of that. So I appreciate you guys having me on the call. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you unless you have a question or another comment you want me to make. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Mark, did you say you had a place in Colorado?
I sure do.
Whereabouts?
It is just north of Colorado Springs.
Well, then what you need to do is go out and spend a few weeks out at Carson. You know where that is?
I do.
Then you'll enjoy life. I spent some time there. Believe me, when you get off that base, you'll enjoy life.
Right.
I'm sure that some people's going to have a few questions for you, if you don't mind, Mark. Fantastic job. I've always admired you. Whoever raised you the right way, and you have the right values for your family and yourself. And for me, you know, you're 46. 32 more years, you'll be as old as I am, Mark. So, and I have not stopped yet and don't intend to stop in the near future.
That's awesome. I don't blame you, and I don't think you should. I think you're.
You know, in fact, I made enough that my wife and I went to the show the other day, and we was able to get popcorn and a Coke belt. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but it's a true fact. Go ahead, Randy.
There was a day I can remember a day, Mr. Moore, when I'd take my wife out for an anniversary date, and if it cost $25 or $30, we nearly had a heart attack. And I told my wife, I can't even stop and get a snack these days.
I know the feeling. Randy?
Mark, if you've got just a minute, I've got a couple of executive directors, Platinum, on the phone that would like to ask you a question or two.
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to.
All right, let's start. You talked about Jimmy Parrish in Alabama a little bit earlier. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mark, you and I talk frequently, and I know we've been workout partners for a long time, got our rings together, and you talked a lot about what you've been doing. Your persistency and consistency has really been prevalent throughout the 10 years, but you didn't say much about the recruiting aspect of that. And I know, you know, one of the reasons you and I have talked that you got the $250,000 ring was because of team production. And I know there are a lot of people on the call that are group folks. And any tips you would like to share for some of them, just from the standpoint of what would help them to try to do a better job of recruiting to build a team in their organizations?
Yeah, I would, and that's a good question, Jimmy. I appreciate that. You know, I do have a team that is producing, and early on in my business, you know, I worked all different aspects of the business, and so I did a lot of recruiting. And what's funny, though, is everybody that I recruited, most of those people recruited somebody that recruited somebody that's actually the ones producing. Very few of the people that I ever recruited ever did very much. And I think that's because I didn't use the system that Legal Shield provides. And just like the More Success team, you guys have a system. You have these calls on a regular basis. And I didn't plug myself into those the way that I should have. And instead, I recruited people, and I would expect them to be as driven and as motivated as me. And so I guess the biggest tip I could say is use the system and the tools that we have. Whatever's duplicatable is how you want to go about recruiting, because I think a lot of what I did over the years wasn't as duplicatable, and you know, everybody's not like me. You know, I'm internally motivated, and if they want to quit, fine, quit. I'm going to keep going. And some people need to have that support system around that Legal Shield gives. And so that would be one thing. And I'd say, be willing to work with, people that you don't know. My team members, some of the people I work with, John Givens down in San Antonio, man, he does a lot of group, and he's awesome. He's come up and worked in my groups. I've gone down there and helped him, and I didn't recruit him. I just met him because he was on my team, and I talked to him on the phone all the time. We email back and forth, and, he actually went out and worked with another one of my associates today, just wanting to learn and kind of pick up some new ideas and new ways of presenting the Legal Shield program. So I would say just, get people plugged in and work with them. One of the other things I would do, too, is that, if you're recruiting group people, take them with you. Don't recruit a group person that you think wants to do group. Take them with you. Let them watch you and say, hey, can you do this? And get them plugged. If they say, I'm not sure I can do it, after you show them a few times, if they can't, then get them plugged into the weekly briefings and plug them into some of your sideline or upline or downline or somebody else's line, that's more bent towards their style of recruiting. So that's what I'd say about that.
Great. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Let's go out to the state of Arizona, another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Yes, I am. Always such a pleasure listening to you, Mark. I'm really intrigued with the fact, because so many people can't do this or don't do this, that you started in a brand new market. It was like starting all over again, right? You were starting from the beginning. Of course, you had your knowledge base. But if you were to just track your first steps to, like the very first steps, what were the very first things that you did to actually get started in an environment where you didn't know anybody and you didn't have any groups?
Yeah, that's a great question, Linda, and I appreciate you asking that one, because that question went through my mind very heavy before I got up there. And I went up in December and spent December through May. Now I'm back in Texas right now. I'm about to go back up there because it's too hot down here. But it's about to get hot. So, but I went up there, and it was kind of like looking at a really tall wall and going, how am I going to climb over that wall? I literally sat down and went, how do I start? And I asked myself that, because it had been, 10, 11 years since I did that. And so I started picking out a couple of industries: heating and air conditioning, plumbing, construction companies, where I knew that you could walk in there and shake somebody's hand and say, howdy, how are you doing? And I started calling. I'd get on the phone and I'd say, hey, I'm Mark Steguin. I'm brand new to the area. I'm from Texas and I don't know anybody. And I said, I have a really unique service that I provide to other companies like yours. Would you allow me to come by and spend 12 or 13 minutes with you, giving you a quick overview? And if you're not interested or you don't know somebody who might be interested, I'll get up and leave. But if you do know somebody that's interested or you're interested, I'll be happy to stay longer. Would you be willing to do that for me? And I promise you can time me when I walk in. If you're not interested, I'm out of there 12 to 13 minutes. And that's my script. And several said, I'd be glad to talk to you, but I don't have time this week. Some of them, I just left a voicemail, and I'd say, hey, this is Mark Steguin. Sorry, I missed you. My phone number is, when you have time, please give me a call. And I just consistently did that, and then somebody said, yeah, come on in and talk to me tomorrow at what time? We set up a time. I went by there. I was so excited. I sat down with them. I talked to them. They said, this sounds like something I want to do. Can you come on this particular date, which was like 2 weeks away, and present this to my employees? And I said, yes, ma'am. I said, tell you what, so I can gather up all the information I need and have enough packets for everybody, can you fill out this card right here so I know how many employees you have and all that stuff? And I slipped the gold card in front of her and had her fill out the sections. I already had the sections highlighted that she needed to fill out. And I was doing an enrollment. And then I said to her, you know, when I'm done with presenting this to your employees, if I do a good job and I don't high-pressure sell, which I'm telling you I'm not going to, so you hold my feet to the coals, I'm going to tell your employees if they want it, fine, and if they don't want it, fine. I'm going to say that at the beginning, and I'm going to say it at the end of the presentation. Would you be willing to give me three other companies that you do business with that if I say your name, they know who you are and they trust you? Would you give me three names? And she said, yes, I will. And that's how I started, Linda. I just, you know, I'm not afraid of the phone, and I'm not afraid to walk in. I've had enough rejection that I've gotten used to it over the years. And but I got to tell you, that's funny you asked me that question. I was daunted by the prospect of trying to start over. That's how I did it. And, you know, I'm still running my group here in Texas, and I'm running them up there, and I got to put them up there. But yeah, it's as I rode my bike the other day, I'm living the dream that everybody wants, to be able to live in two places and go back and forth. It's really a cool thing.
Wow. I am so glad that you said what you said and how you said it, because that right there, in my book, in the essence of what you said is exactly the way a new person should get started. I mean, it does sound kind of daunting and kind of scary, but just like other people on the line, once you do it a little while, people say no to you, it doesn't even bother you. You just go next, and next time you get back to them later. People retire,
right.
People go away, and you just start over again. And so thank you so much, because that right there was, that script was fantastic. I appreciate you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for asking, and appreciate your kind words.
Well, thank you, Linda. Again, Mark, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the call tonight. I do want to let everybody know that this call is being recorded and will be available on our moresuccessteam.com website for playback. If you have someone that's interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield, then get them on these calls, because you're learning from people that have done extremely well in the business, and they're willing to share that information with you. So, Mark, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Ken Moore, but I appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you in Jamaica in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mark, what a fantastic job. You always do such a good job. I appreciate it. Appreciate your friendship. I'm glad you're getting to live your dream. And you were talking about recruiting earlier, and I know we got to get off, but, you know, someone recruited someone that recruited someone that recruited a Linda Bowden. Linda Bowden actually is first level to me now. Thank God for that. But somebody recruited somebody. I do not know what happened to the other three people, but I do know for many, many years, Linda and I have been workout partners. We've worked together. We've run thousands of miles in the car doing groups together and everything. One of the most fantastic people I ever worked with, and I would have never met a Linda Bowden if I hadn't recruited somebody that recruited somebody that recruited somebody. So you don't ever know where the gem is, where the gold is. So don't ever turn anybody aside. Just work with the workers, run with the runners, and do with the doers, as Soki say. It all works out good. Mark Seguin, God bless you, and God bless your family. And if you have anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Randy, Jeremy, and I will all be there on June the 14th for the Super Saturday, and we'd be glad to see them. Just tell us who they are. We'll do everything we can take care of them for you. God bless you, my friend, and have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, remember the 9 o'clock call, and just very shortly, God, Family, Legal Shield, 9 o'clock. Thank you. God bless.
Good night, everyone.